Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you will hear a research report on wildlife protection. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
Environmental scientists say protecting wildlife and wild places is extremely important if the world is to continue to support human life. These experts say we must understand the important link between ourselves and the wild plants and animals in our environmental support system. They note that no one knows for sure which of these plants and animals may be useful to us in the future. Through the years, diseases and insects develop that can destroy some kinds of plants and animals. Farmers then need a new supply of different kinds of plants to grow and animals to raise for food and work. These new species are found in the wild, or scientists mix genetic material from many different species to develop new ones. In recent years, scientists have expressed concern that almost every coffee tree in Brazil comes from one kind of plants, and all soybean plants in the United States come from 6 kinds of soybeans found in one place in Asia. The scientists fear that a change in weather conditions or an attack by insects or disease could destroy Brazil's coffee trees and America's soybean plants. This would not happen if we grew different kinds of coffee trees and soybean plants. They would not all be affected by the same weather, insects, or disease. Scientists also are concerned about the loss of many species of traditional farm animals. For example, almost 115 of the original 145 kinds of cattle in European and the Mediterranean area are in danger of dying out. Traditional kinds of farm animals can be very valuable. A rare European sheep, for example, has been used to produce a kind of sheep that can survive where the weather is very hot, and it still produces good wool.
That is the end of Part B.